Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Song that he shared with us, images. He asking, do you see what they have done to us? I'm here again tonight in my wife's place. She done in light and the storm scared her, so she won't do the show like that. So I stepped in and said, and said that I would do it for her since she would start off anyway. Is she afraid to do the show? So we're here tonight for one reason. That's to help see can we remove this false image out of the world. The first thing we'd like to do is start off with a prayer. And we start off with a prayer and probably two things that we have gotten right, and all we got to do is get the what is in the middle right, and that would solve all the good things that we're trying to do by opening this show up. First, we would say it in the Arabic language, then we would give the English translation. Humalaysia Eternal Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laila Meen, Arrahman Arrahim, Maliki Omri Deen. Iyakana Budiyakana Sa'im, Adini Sarato Mustakim. Sarato Ladina Antor Lehim. Glory MacDubi Alehim, Waladori. I mean, we seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who has been cast out, with the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath was brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, what a beautiful prayer that Allah has trusted us with to use every day, every time we start off with a prayer. We open the prayer with Al-Fatiha, means to open. We open the bear witness and we testify there's only one God. And that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah was the seal. That means there's no more prophet to come. So anybody who gets up and stand up and say they believe in God and don't mention that when it's mentioned in the book, when Christ said he was one would come after Christ to lead us in all the truth that we need. And we find out and we have discovered and we could check and do research. Ain't nobody in this creation fit that mold of the last prophet, and that's no other than Prophet Muhammad. This is not bragging. This is fact. And we going with the facts, and we want to bring those facts to its conclusion. Because they have lied on Christ Jesus and still lying on him. And we know the world is in darkness. If the world was not in darkness, the thing that was said about Jesus Christ would have cleared the world up and made the world a better light, better place to live in. And that hasn't happened, and it's not going to happen, because of lies have been told. Anytime you tell a lie, you got to tell other lies to keep that lie going. So we said Allah is one. One and alone. He lives, he never dies. He ruled this universe by itself. He don't need any helpers. He don't need no sons and daughters. He created man and woman to have sons and daughters. And Satan is now trying to stop that. Satan is offering the woman a man job and the woman and the man a woman job and telling them they are welcome to be a homosexual. You got a right to be whatever you want to. Scripture don't say that. Scripture says no way the woman is like the man and a man is like the woman. We're different. The woman received, the man gives, and the woman receives, and a baby comes out. And babies is one who keeps the world going on. So the woman is so valuable. She the first teacher of the child. She the first nurse. But like the sister was saying on the Lifeline today, this morning, they done took the woman out the house. And now she's out the house. She's not there instructing the new generation, the children that she bring into the world. She got to get out like the man and Pete in the field working and trying to take care of the family and pay the bill, and she can't do that and be the excellent mother that this world expects for her. It's good to say my mama works, but it's better to say my mama take care of me. My mama get me to brush my teeth and clean me up and make sure I take a bath and have a good hot food when I get home, and she helped me with my homework. That's a mother, huh? But they done made mother think that she's a first class dresser. She got to dress first class. She got to have the earrings. She got to have the tattoos and the eyebrows and the earrings everywhere. This is what Satan is doing to the woman, telling her that she's sexy. God told Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. Why don't them preachers say that? Huh? These preachers ain't saying that. They say, come as you are. You can come there half naked, all your breasts hanging out. They don't say you come there looking for a change, looking for a better life. We say, come as you are. They don't say come in as you are for a change, and you need to be changed. So they don't change. They come in there looking like they come out of a club, and they go to church looking like they're going to a club. This is awful. And they still shooting us down all across this country. In Ohio, Toba, this man shot this 13-year-old down and killed him, shot him in the back, jumped in his car and left. They caught him, charged him with murder. A couple of days later, the Caucasian jury, the Caucasian people on the board turned him loose, talking about he stood his ground. And the young man, they say he had a gun, but they can't have produced them yet. Him and his mother said, yeah, it was self-defense. Well, it was self-defense. Why he ran? Why he flee the situation? He just got out of jail for domestic violence. He wasn't even supposed to have no gun. But see, these people will always get away with that long as this is said. A white man killed a black man. No, an evil man killed a child. That's what you've been saying. A child was killed. If they had it happen to a Caucasian, they would say a child was killed by a black man. A white child was killed by a black man. That's what they would have said. For no reason. There was no reason for the boy running and he shoots him in the back and kills him. This is going to continue to happen long as the language do not change. Language got to change. There are no white people in America, never have, never will, nowhere in scripture. God say any of the scriptures, none of the pages, none of the chapters have God created a white man and a black man. This is Satan language. This is the racist language. All black lives matter. All lives matter. God wouldn't let it exist if it didn't matter. All of us come from Adam, the first man. We're supposed to be one people. You'll never be one people when one has been put over the other by color. I'm the white man. And I've been asking people to bring me a white man for over 5 years, and nobody have showed up yet with any white man. Or white woman. Because God, there was this. I seen one of the Caucasian women send me a text. So that's what I said. You pink and red. I know I'm pink. That's what she said. Yeah, I know it too. But most of our people still got in their vocabulary white people. Racist weapons to keep the races on top. It's a number of their ammunition. I'm a white man. First thing they say, you see on the internet, Carrie, where the Caucasian woman walks up to the police and tell the police, had African-American at the swimming pool. They paid their money to get in the pool. First thing she woke up, she said, they don't like me because I'm white. They don't respect me because I'm white. They're laughing at me because I'm white. See, this is the kind of ignorance we have to attack. If you was white, we would never have slavery. If there had been some white people, the word white means best, means honest and decent. If that was true, we would never have slavery. So we know they ain't white because that ain't true. Ain't no good, perfect, honest, decent people would enslave another man because he don't look, God didn't make him like him or her like her. Fear comes from that idea that God came in a Caucasian person. And what color God would be other than white? Huh? You would say God chocolate, God gray. White is the most excellent color you could give God. If you could give God, huh? When he wouldn't be dark or gray or blue, because they done made so many songs about the skies are blue and it's a dark day. So all this is named the chicken. The black chicken is on the bottom and the white is on top. The black cat is evil. See, it's in the language they created and gave to us. And first thing we said when we get ready to hurt each other, nigga, I'm going to kill this black nigga. So we follow the dictates or we follow the influence they gave us. I don't like that nigga. That nigga too black for me. I heard us say that. That nigga black, boy. That nigga jet black. Huh? I used to go to the movies and see Tarzan whooping up on the natives in the movie. And first thing they would say, get those niggas, Tarzan. Whoop them niggas. But hey, we saying that. So what you think that those person who said that, what you think they care about somebody that looked like them? Nothing. That's the idea. And we had a brother named Roy. We'll cut you in a minute. And he cut and killed this African American. They go to court. He's a judge. You gonna give me 10 years for killing this nigga? Mm-hmm. What kind of judge is you? Acting the judge that. So brother, we've been given this idea that we nothing, nobody. And they have enforced that through the TV, the movies, the schools, the colleges. They have enforced that. Now they want to give you a Caucasian teacher. If you say something to her, your child speak up like a human being, they take your child to jail and give her a misdemeanor, felony charge. And she didn't hit the teacher. Only thing she ever did was disagree. The teacher hollered at her, and she got a right to holler back at him and give up a misdemeanor.
He locked her up.
So long as we fail to get the people to come out and hear the truth, it's our job, bite them to truth. He's telling people God is one. Christ Jesus, Lord Jesus.
G-O-Jenny.
And what he said? He's biting the people, telling God is one and Jesus is God. There's a man nailed to the cross. They call Jesus. He called that man God. He could even save himself. He didn't have enough power to rule out, stop them people from nailing him to the cross. He going to call this man God. Hmm? So we got, but this lead right to us. This lead to our door. Because we are the first one that said Jesus was God. He said he is now. So they don't figure it out. They don't sit down and figure out if they going to come with the truth this way. We're going to come with the truth this way. We're going to come with the lie this way. Huh? It's like a karate teacher. He said, you throw people, let them throw themselves. They throw their weight on you. You let them keep going, and you that direct the way they going, and you that throw with the, in that direction. Huh? You don't go with the flow. Go get the flow, but throw with the flow. So what are they going against with the flow? They got the sisters in there with long dresses and brothers dressed nice, just like the nation, looking like a nation. But their agenda is a whole different ball game. Is to lead people into another darkness that they desire to have, because they don't heard us speak like this. They don't heard us say God is one. So when he said God is one and Jesus is God, that played right on in with the Caucasians, what they've been saying for years. But he said God is not three no more. He's just one. After the Bible said the same thing. He's going with the Bible. But he's adding all the other extra to make it look like he's leading these people to the promised land. So the truth is here tonight. That's why we're here. There's only one creator for the whole creation. And he lives and never dies. He don't favor no one. He favors the righteous. And who is the righteous? The one who obeys Allah the best. That's the righteous. One who don't play with words, lie, and want to mislead the people. The people got to have Al Quran, but you got to give it to them. You got to take it to them. You can't imagine they know it by themselves. They've been pausing with the Bible, so you got to get that pausing out through the Al Quran. You got to be able to get to them and explain to them that Al Quran, that Jesus pointed to this man, Prophet Muhammad. Jesus said, one's going to come after him and lead us in all truth. There ain't no Jesus. Because you know, where they book put it, he's on the cross. He died. And the book said he didn't want to die because he asked God to take away this bill of cup. Now, what God was he talking to? Huh? So all this had to be told to the people. If they want to turn it into a lie, let them do that. But at least let them hear the truth that will help them become free. And Jesus said they will never become free until they hear the truth. He said the truth will set you free. Those people are still in bondage, in the hatred for themselves, hatred of people. They will never buy nothing from nobody that's like them. They will never free themselves from buying from people that hate them. They will never do that. So we here tonight with the help of Allah. May Allah continue to bless us to grow and change this world that we will come up in, that God planted us in, where we can have a world that we can be happy, because we've been chosen, whether we like it or not, to help remake the world. But Allah do not need us. He said he will get another people if these people, we don't do it. And why we want that to happen? Huh? So I'm doing everything in my power to work, make sure that don't happen. But if everybody else wish to be like that, then ain't nothing I can do to get out of the way. I'm gonna continue to go to the streets and talk to the people and tell them what Imam W.D. Muhammad have left with me, and what the Quran says. And they can get them a Quran and go for themselves. I'm not to handle their affairs, but tell them where they can go and get something that will handle their affairs, and that's Al Quran. So may Allah continue to bless us. We weren't planning on coming home because it's talking about thunder, lightning, and tornado coming to Georgia. But I said, no, we ain't going to let this good night get away, so we're going to come and bring this message up with her and turn the show. So I thank Allah for allowing us to come on tonight. If anybody else got anything they would like to share as well, just raise your hand or we'll cut your mic on and we're going to get started on the message of concern. We want to hear from everybody who wants to say something. All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. And once you match that one and come in, you'll come in the queue. You hear that lady say that you are now in the queue. But you got to match one. And when that we see that your mic is on, we'll cut your mic on because we want to hear from everybody. We want everybody to have a voice because everybody live on this earth and everybody have a share in this earth. And they, everybody have the right to represent or say something in behalf of the share that Almighty God has given them. So all praise is due to Allah. Allah is the greatest. And that Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him, is the last in the seal of the prophet, meaning that there's more doors for a prophet to go come through because Prophet Muhammad don't seal that door up. He done brought the final revelation that helps humanity. It's like penicillin helps people that get certain diseases, and they ain't found nothing greater than the penicillin they accidentally came up with, according to their remembering and finding the penicillin they stumbled over here by accident. Well, it wasn't an accident. Allah called that to happen. And Allah is causing us to want to free us so we can help free the world. Because we get this world free in America to get this world back what it needs to be, and I have faith in our ability that we're going to do that, then the whole world going to change. Because the whole world follow America and his influence. Why wouldn't they? This still the best country to share this information because you know we've been not go to Saudi Arabia or Dubai or Afghanistan or Turkey and said something like we talking now and it be the truth. Them folks would put us in front of a fine squad or run us out the country because they claim the one thing and they ain't nothing but dictators and backbiters and miseducated and misused and not caring nothing about the word of God. That's what done happened in those countries. And those same people come here making made like they care so much about the Quran and their language come to treating people that look different from they just as bad as the racist Caucasian. Not all of them, but too many of them are. Many of them is just as worse and even worse than the Caucasian man because you don't want to believe this person is a Muslim. Call yourself a Muslim. And we have to tell the people what Allah said, who is a Muslim, who is a Christian. We don't see no Christian. There have been some real Christians that would never have slavery. There have been some real Christians. The Justice Department would be just what it said, a Justice Department. Ain't no justice for that department when it comes to us. They don't care nothing about sharing no justice with us. Huh? They don't want to try us equal. And anytime a people who allow these people to try their children as an adult and they can't say nothing but cry and moan and they don't we don't realize that we pay the government work for us, the government folk before the people, by the people. And that's wrong to try a child as a adult. We let them do anything to us, and we say, well, that's the law. There ain't no law. The law tell us about the child, how to raise the child in the way it should go, and how can you raise a child in the way it should go that you at work all day long, and the child is with in school with an ignorant teacher. I got mine. You get yours, child. I got mine. You can act the fool if you want to. I got mine. I got a lifetime job. You ain't got nothing. You in there with me and you acting foolish. Don't know how to talk to the children. And then when they talk to our children, you can imagine how they treating her, and then the child come home and tell you, you just tell you, you ain't got no school better to put in there. You got one, but you don't put in there. You want to save a dollar, but you're losing your child a lifestyle. You're losing your child in that school. It might not come out of school, or might come out of school a homosexual, or might come out of the school a bank robber or a prostitute. But this is what the school is leading our children to, and always have done that. And you tell some few teachers who love the child, stay behind a couple hours at school and taking help, try to help the child read. That ADHD people, all they care is about material. Oh, I got a BMW. I got a Chevrolet. They don't care about the children no more. And they don't care like they used to. They got too many things coming at them. When Netflix get to with some of these women and BET and the rest of these networks come at your child, you're the woman or the man, and they don't have no God in the house, they're not praying in the house. Satan is finna work out. Satan finna do his thing. And he's doing this thing in the home. So anybody got anything they would like to say, that's right, then match one and come into the queue. See, ain't no big eyes and big ears here. If you want to say anything, just raise your hand. That's just the protocol of Muhammad, Brother Naeem. He said, keep the protocol. He said, they don't raise their hand, don't turn their mic on. Let them raise their hand. They don't, and I give them a way out. I said, call the number, a phone, call my phone number, let me know you be match one and your phone have a problem.
Yeah,
what y'all still have?
Oh, you
said
he's in the queue.
He can't match one?
Yeah,
I see him.
What, did you push his hand? I mean, did he put his indication to match one? Did he match one, Quayon? I mean, Karan? Did he match one for his hand to go up?
I was
going to
ask you what it was, but I thought you jumped. Yeah, he in the queue.
He keeps saying he's in the queue, but do you see him in the queue?
No, I see him.
But you see his hand up?
No, I see his hand up.
How do you see?
No, no.
He does not see his hand up.
But I'm gonna turn his mic on this time. I fucked up. Okay.
Go out and go back in.
No, that's all right. You know.
Okay, I thought you got him in there.
He got it.
That's what I'm making.
Why don't you even laugh?
Okay, then. Did you match one? Brother?
Yeah, I matched one earlier. Yeah.
It would come on. Okay. Well, I told you to call me.
I know you said I'll give you a call.
Thank you. Anyway, we'll get that corrected. And maybe we know that Brother
I just want to help you out. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. So come on, help me out. You got it. I just want to make them.
Wa alaykum salam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and I also bear witness that there is only one God, one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, Lot, all those great men were servants of God. He was God's servant. Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. He's the seal of the prophet. I mean, there's no other prophet coming after him. There's no need for another prophet. This is what God said. So we made that covenant with God, that we bear witness that there's only him and him alone is the creator, and we bear witness that the human being, one of us, one of his creation, one of his uh, 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 human beings that he created is God's servant. You know, we don't have no superpower. We don't have strength that is where we can turn water into wine. We can't turn no water into wine. We can't do all those things. But we can speak the truth, you know, and we can bear witness to the truth to those that already done spoke it. And so we like to read something from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. We're going to start at Surah 57, Ayat 26. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And we sent Noah and Abraham and established in their line prophethood and revelation. Revelation means revealed knowledge. And some of them were on right guidance. But many of them became rebellious, transgressors. Now this is talking about the people. How they was acting when some of God's servants came to the people. They was rebellious. You know, and they transgressed. They went against the truth. Then in their wake, we followed them up with other of our messengers. We sent after them Jesus, the son of Mary, and bestowed on him the gospel. And we ordained in the hearts of those who follow him compassion and mercy. Allah is saying here that the Christians that follow Jesus, they're supposed to be compassionate and merciful. They shouldn't be all arrogant and hate Muslims and hate the truth. Allah said that we ordain in the hearts of those who follow him, to my Father Jesus, compassion and mercy. But the monasticism, which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them. We commanded only the seeking for the good pleasures of Allah, but that they did not foster as they should have done. Yet we bestowed on those among them who believe their due reward. But many of them are rebellious transgressors. O ye who believe, fear Allah and believe in his messenger, and he will bestow on you a double portion of his mercy. He will provide for you a light by which ye shall walk straight in your path, and he will forgive you your past. For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. That the peoples of the book may know that they have no power whatever over the grace of Allah, that his grace is entirely in his hand and on whomsoever he will. For Allah is the Lord of grace abounding. Sallallahu Gazeem, Sulallah speaks the mighty, the mighty, the mighty truth. So the Quran is telling us that the peoples was ignoring the truth. The peoples went against God's messengers. And they, some of them say they believe, they accept the message, then they broke all the laws, they transgressed. And Allah said that most of them was rebellious and transgressive. So that's what we dealing with. But we got many people today, I can bear witness, God done, for some reason, made them God conscious, and they acquired. To me, they seem like they ready to follow and to obey God. It's just a matter of us getting the message out, you know, to the people, where they can pass this message on to their children. The one that's going to listen to this message is going to be the mother. They're going to listen to the mother and father quicker than they would listen to a stranger. The youth, the young people. So we tried to pass the message out in the community and inshallah those citizens become believers, and they pass it on to their children. They start establishing a society that is clean, a society that is God-fearing. They don't practice drinking alcohol and making toast every time you eat. Every time you eat a breakfast or lunch, you got to pour some alcohol in a glass and hit the glass. This is not the world that's been established by God. This is a world of Satan. You know, they got millions of acres of land. Or say, I say 1,000 acres of land in California and other cities that got warm climate. And they plant grapes. And they buy up all kind of properties and build warehouses on this property. And they make those warehouses into storage places where they pick those grapes to have them grapes setting up where they saw it. Let them go through a process. And they turn those grapes into wine. They make alcohol for the people. And this alcohol keeps them drunk. This alcohol keeps them confused. And they pass this practice on to their children. When the children get a certain age, they celebrate that they done got a certain age. Now they are ready to drink alcohol. This is the world of Satan. we living in a world that don't glorify God. They glorify that which is wrong, and they practice that which is wrong. And we are here as Muslims bringing you the truth. And the truth is, there's no God but one God. He is the creator. And he is not creation. He is not fed. You can't kill him. He is not birthed. He wasn't born from a woman. This creator that I'm talking about is the one that created this creation that we're living in. And the way that he created the creation, the Quran say, all he had to do is say, be. And the creation would come into existence. Be and it is. So we want our children to know there's a mighty God. And that what we're going through is only a test. It's only a test, brothers and sisters. It ain't the real thing. And God himself is measuring your action or what you do. There's angels in this creation that's writing down everything that you do. There's an angel. You may not see him, but that angel is there on your right and on your left. And God says that they are writing everything that you do. So what we're telling you is all good. We're not bringing you something that would harm you or that would be against you. Only way that is against you is that you were determined to be a devil. You're determined to do wrong. Then it's against you. It's against all wrong. Allah way don't accept wrong. Practicing fraud, lying and cheating, adultery. Then you setting yourself up to be a contender against God's way. And you can't be successful. It's impossible. We want to train our children in the right way. This life can be a beautiful life. Not no sad life. Allah didn't create us to be sad. All we had to do is obey him. And we have a happy and joyous life. Joyful. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. You don't have to be all jammed up and contained and in prison, in your own house, in your own society. You don't have to be a prison. That's practice the truth. We can't sit up and watch you tell a lie to the world that God had a son and that this son died for your sin. We can't sit by and let you do that. Some of us might will. But God raised up servants. They said, all they say, we hear and we obey. And that's the way the angels is. And other things in God's creation, they hear and they obey. Ain't no stopping. What mercy. The only way, the right way is God's way. We got to have schools that will discipline our children. We're talking about academy. Where our children can practice different type of discipline. Where our children can train on how to compete with each other. You know, I used to teach the young brothers and sisters how to play ping pong at school, at Cloud Muhammad School. And anytime they miss a ball or they lose the game, they want to throw the paddle down on the table. I had to teach them that that's not the conduct of a person that is competing. If a person is beating you, you got to concentrate. You never be able to learn how to win with a person that knows how to beat you. Sometimes they beat you, they study you, and use a person that can't think clear when you get upset. Sometimes they intentionally make you upset and keep you in that mode, and you will never win. You first have to figure out your problem and work out your problem, and then you move forward. But as long as you got a problem, you're going to do the same thing over and over and over. And the person that knows how to compete with you, all they have to do is wait until you come, because you're going to come the same way. You can't think. That's when Allah says thinking is that he loved thinking. A thinker. He that thinks. But anytime I see you upset, I said, what in the hell? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that person? What are they upset about? And when they're upset, they can't see. They blind. They can't see. So we teach the truth. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. Is that there's only one God. And Prophet Muhammad is God's servant. Christ Jesus is God's servant. Abraham, Noah, all these peoples is God's servant. Mary is God's servant. God put us, the human being, over the creation. The big creation, brothers and sisters. You don't have to worry about having something to do and being over something. You're over the whole creation. There's no reason for us not to submit to God. And do God's will. It's in our benefit. We are the ones that's going to be successful and going to succeed. And we'll be able to pass something down that is beneficial to our offspring, to our children. And we want them to be able to deal with the test and trial. God said he's not going to leave you alone just to say that you believe without testing and trying you. You ain't going to be able to say, I believe in God, and God not going to test you and try you. You're going to go through some hardship. They say after struggle, difficult, and hardship come ease. Along with that, it's going to come ease. Opposition. What's wrong with opposition? Opposition is good for you, brothers and sisters, if you look at it the right way. And you in your right mind. You focusing. You can have opposition. So, brothers and sisters, we are here tonight, or this evening, and we are bringing the understanding that Allah blessed us with. And if there's any question or any statement, you know, that you have in reference to what I say, don't try to twist nothing. Don't twist nothing what I say and then answer that which you twisted. I know all the tricks of Satan. Don't twist nothing up and then you answer. Some of you don't twist it up and then you say that I said, this is what I said. This is the answer to what Sue God just said. And you done answer something that you done twisted up. Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we want you, we are happy to answer questions. And we are happy for you to correct us if you see something that we did that was wrong. We want you to correct it because we taking a position of being right and being truthful. We are the one that appreciate all truth. It makes no difference if it's against myself. We accept all truth, all righteousness. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum. You got it, Brother Agba.
Lick As-salam. Thank you, Brother Suja. Alhamdulillah. Great information. And we here to share the information. But like Tuta said, if you got any questions, that's Master One, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. If you can't get into the queue when you match one, then you dial 404-421-5630. I'll repeat that one more time. 404-421-5630, and then you be calling me, myself, and I will hear you, and I will cut your mic on. But our job is to make the truth clearly as possible. Because like Jesus said, it's the truth that's going to set you free. He never said that he was going to do that. He said, no, he's the truth. None of these preachers or no one else can, if you don't seek the truth, you don't seek to know what is right, you're going to probably be a failure. Because it's the truth. We bring you the truth. If we tell you that we cannot save you, you have to save yourself. You have it within yourself.
I mean.
Yeah, you have to save yourself. If there's a liquor store you going into, going buy some drugs or something, if you don't go buy those things, then how can you save yourself? But if you stop buying them things and start seeking the truth, then you truly seeking to get some help for yourself. Soon the help you seeking to get for yourself will make you a better human being. Because when you see a Muslim, you might see an ex-con man, an ex-prostitute, or a lawyer, or a judge, or a police officer. That's when you see a Muslim. There's no special identity or talent or skill that a Muslim have. You might see a Muslim playing basketball for the Lakers or for the Hawks. Or you might see him catching a football or running a football for the NFL. So don't try to narrow a Muslim down to a kufi or a dress. A Muslim is just like a supposed to be what a Christian is, one who submits their will to do the will of God. And that's what Jesus said he did. He said, not my will be done, but God's will. And he said that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. So he didn't say he had a king. He said, thou hast a kingdom, thy creator, the one who created him and sent him into the world, then gave him the truth that he needs to share with the people. He used a word that the Creator himself gave him to use. He said he couldn't do nothing on his own, but he only do the will of the one who sent him. That is clear. But we know they done made Jesus Superman. He can walk the waters. He can jump. You know, Satan took him to the mountain, and told Jesus he jump out for he would worship him. Jesus said, you ain't supposed to tempt nobody. We don't jump off that mountain. The law of gravity will kill me. So common sense, what you have to have in order to make it in this world, because everything is appealing to your common sense or your sense that's not common no more. They're appealing to that. That's why you see so many people now, 40 years ago, they didn't have all them tattoos on their body, earrings. But soon as they put them on a football player, basketball player, baseball player, and the people in the movies, it was on its way. They were ready to get ready to mass produce what they done put out. Now you go look at a man basketball team, and you can't tell if there's five men playing that game or five women, or two women and one, or three women, or one and two men. You just can't tell. And Jesus said, in the last day, you won't be able to tell men from women. That day have truly arrived. It's hard to tell who is who. Men got tight pants on. Women got tight pants on. Men got long hair down their back. Women got long hair down their back. It's hard to tell. You got some men probably wearing eyelashes. See men with lipstick on. So Satan is working. Satan ain't playing. Satan have promised God that you don't want nothing good, and I'm going to prove it. He said, God, when you do come and you do present yourself to them, most of them going to be ungrateful because I'm coming from my left, from the left, the right, in front of them and behind them. And most of them, when you do hear your word, God, most of them will be ungrateful.
because in your words, they ain't supposed to drink. I want to make drinks seem fair to them. I'm gonna tell them drinking liquor is make them a man or a woman. I'm gonna tell them that you drink liquor, you grown, you do what you want. I'm gonna put all that in their vocabulary, in their mind. That is what Satan have done. He have, and now he's going past the adults and going after children. And when you see, look at TV, you see the children. You look at the internet, you got children dressing like their mama, half naked, with a purse, with earrings, young girls, with tight clothes on. Talking like they talk to a man. They don't want to play with no doll at 5 and 6 and 7, 8 years. They want to play with a boy because they seen mama doing that. They want to follow the lifestyle of the mama. Or mama get a slick boyfriend. That boy had to look up to that mama pick for a boyfriend, and the boyfriend is acting sick, like he's so slick, he's so into it. Then that young man in that house see that boy doing that, he want to be like that boy coming to his house to see his mama. They're not going to church. They're not trying to see what God want them to do. They're not going to church. They're Satan all in that house. Satan is the master of that house. And pretty soon, the Satan going to bring somebody down in that house. One way or the other, he's bringing them down. So God said, "Challenge Satan. Don't invite him into your house, and don't let him come into your house. He's an open enemy to you. So stay away from him. Huh? When you see him coming, showing it. If he invites you to come to something that you know is wrong, tell him goodbye. You're not going to do it. That's when you know you got some script. When you got some script, you don't mind telling people things that you don't mind telling them that you ain't going to do because you got some script. And God loves those who do right. So that should be enough script right there. So we keep working here on this Rock Talk radio station. It's sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School, coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad. And this Sim School, we pray they come to your neighborhood. Everybody needs a STEM school because we want to advance our children into all the kind of technologies, flying planes, running ships over the high seas, making robots, making cars, making planes and helicopters. I mean, real ones that fly, real planes that fly, cars that run without hardly any gas in it. We want our children has in them a new field, a different way of growing our fruit that still has the same vitamins in it. Don't have the chemicals that do so much bad. They have less chemicals, hardly no chemicals at all in it. This is kind of technology that our children could bring to the world, making new computers, making new technology for the TV, for the telephone. These are the technology that is in our children, and all we got to do is let them put them in an environment where they can bring that out. Because Satan don't want them to have that kind of environment. So you got to work against Satan. Satan want them to do whatever they want to do, go wherever they want to go. It's insane. That's why he tried to make all our boys
football players or basketball players. And since all of them can't be football players, now he want to make them soccer. It used to be baseball and basketball, and then football. Now he want to make them golfers and tennis players, which is nothing wrong with that. They're going to get the kind of money. All them before us who have got big money, they ain't brought that money back to the neighborhood and build the neighborhood up. So why should I be so excited about a football player, a basketball player, when they get their money, they get right back to those people that put their feet on us, who can shoot us down. Why should I be so excited about them? We used to talk about black pride. Ain't nothing proud about that. They get their money and turn their back on the people. They get that Pharaoh attitude. I'm better. And many of our African American police get that attitude. I'm better. Those people that I'm serving, they're number trash. Especially the black one. The African American police get that attitude. I've seen it. So we had work to do. We was messed up from the plantation and during the plantation time, and the school that we had didn't do hardly anything to make us better. I love the Sister Claire Muhammad School and all of the schools that Sister Claire Muhammad and W.D. Muhammad, they have put students out, but something they didn't tell those students to come back and help community, and many of the students that left Sister Claire Muhammad and W.D. got good jobs, real good jobs, being leaders on some of the jobs. But they don't hardly come back and do nothing for the school they went to. They don't want to come back and be no teachers. There's something wrong with it. Something happened on the way or while they were there. But whatever happened, we should find out and invite our children to come back. Invite our children to a better school. I know they heard some children said they was in W.D. Muhammad High School and they had to go to the public school, and they called hell in the public school when they got there because it was uncivilized. Okay, well, I see another hand that's up. I'm going to turn on them, Mac, because we want to hear from them. I don't know exactly who it is. 213. The last four digits is 0308. Assalamu alaikum, caller.
Walaikum wa salam.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So give us your name and let us know where you're coming from and ask a question or give up some comments or however you would like to address yourself tonight. You got it.
Angelus, and
yes, sir.
What would you?
What is it? Let us know who you are, where you coming from, and you got something to say, or you want to ask a question, or you want to make a comment? At this time, did you hear me? Did you hear me? Yes, sir, brother. We hear you, brother. We can hear you.
My name is Sedalia from Los Angeles, California, and I like what you say about, you know, we have our children and grandchildren out there, and trying to get them back to the community is, you know, in a lot of places, I guess in some places they do pretty good, but I know we don't do too good out here in L.A., but, you know, it crossed my mind that maybe if we invited them back to teach what they learned out there to teach, you know, to teach it. Because basically it's I know out here it's nothing being really taught. I mean, I shouldn't say it like that, but it's, we teach mostly the religion, but not none of the everyday aspects of life. And I think that might help to get them back if we let them come and teach about the everyday aspects of life. But that's basically all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yeah. Could I say something, Akbar? I hear what the brothers are saying, and we do want to bring our children back. I found one of the best ways that you can do things you can do to bring your children back. Our children like to eat.
Hmm.
And if you can put on a buffet, the sisters and brothers get together and do some cooking and have that on a certain day. If it's every Friday after Juma or however you want to have it. On the Saturday, on the Sunday for Tylene, you know, cook some food on a regular basis. I guarantee you, they're going to come. They're going to come. But when they come, and this work in California and Louisiana, New York, anywhere you go, you know, Chicago, let the children know that you are interested in them establishing business. Let them young folks know, you know, take out a little time while everybody's eating. See, I want to say something. And the reason that we gave this here, putting on this function, is that we are trying to get our young people to go into business, and we guarantee you we going to support them. We going to get behind them. We going to support them. And see, when you support them, what you're doing, you're getting ready to control the money in the community. See, our thing is that we just let the money go to anybody. That's when the Arabs and the Palestinians come in and set up shop in our community because we don't know the science of money. They can take it out of our community, but they can't go into the Chinese community or the Mexican community or the Caucasian community and set up businesses and take the money out. But we allow that because we don't know the science of money. And God say that he gave us inheritance and he going to give us power in the land. But the way we going to get power in the land is by supporting each other. See, we got to show the young folks that they got a future and we believe in their future and we want to help get them established. I know you got young brothers and sisters there in California. I lived in California. That's in business, want to go into business, want to be successful, you know. And yes, all sir. We need is what kind of business you in, what you selling. We want to support that, and we need your telephone number, your email, and things like that. But if we make you successful, we want you to give back in the community. So that's one of the ways, brother, that we can go at that intelligently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
You got it, Agba. Agba, are you there? Sometimes the phone dropped, he probably dropped on it. But if you got any other statement, what's your name again?
Sergelia.
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 Uh huh. Oh, Sergelia.
Sergelia.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My name is Shuja. A shoe and a
Shuja. Shuja.
Yeah,
you used to stay. You used to live in Los Angeles. You said.
Yeah, I stayed on Orange Drive. I stayed out there on Orange Drive, up by Cover City.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. But that was in the '60s. I'm pretty old. You weren't born.
I'm 73 myself.
Oh, you sound so young.
No, I'm 73 myself.
Man, I'm been thinking I'm talking to a teenager.
No, sir.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Well, you know, the people out of Louisiana migrated to California.
Right.
I came out of Shreveport in 63. And we went to California. I was there when the ride came off.
Okay.
And
my
we
folks
was in
is from.
Yeah.
My folks is from Mansfield, right out of Shreveport.
Yeah, I know what Mansfield is.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm doing a lot. So as brothers and sisters, we just want to see us have a future, have our young peoples have a future, and we want to help them get established.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We got brothers and sisters working on that reparation thing too.
Yeah, well, out here they talking about, the state is talking about maybe $200,000 or $300,000 for reparations.
Oh, they are?
Yes,
yeah.
They did it, yeah. But a lot of times they do that around election time just to get the African American vote.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. They are very deceptive. Deceptive.
Yes, masters of
it. Yes, sir. They master that. So they gonna say something, but we gonna inshallah, and we know it's God will. We gonna step up front, and we gonna show them how to lead, because they had the opportunity, but they don't want to be fair. They don't want to be fair with the left. Yeah.
No.
Yes,
no,
they don't
want
to be fair with the wealth.
No, they don't. They want to rule for forever with the wealth.
Yes, sir. I bear witness. brother.
Yeah, they won't even teach us. And you go to school for 12 years. I went to public school for 12 years. They didn't teach me. They didn't spend 1 minute or 1 second trying to teach me how to make no money.
Sure don't, brother.
I mean, that's a crime right there, to take taxpayers' money and then don't teach the, only teach you is how maybe you can get a job.
How to be dependent.
That's it, yeah.
They're successful at it. You know, and it's just a matter of time now. The handwriting is on the wall. It's just a matter of time, and what we got to do, we got to show, you know, we got to do some things because God is punishing them now, taking them through all kind of plague and disease and bringing the weather and everything against them, you know.
Yeah.
So God is working, and we got to prepare ourselves to establish businesses, and if they decide to not to sell us food or not to sell us gas and things like that, we have these things ourselves.
That's true. I think,
you know,
one thing about the European American is that they have, like, you know, a lot of times they get a guilt complex,
right?
Because of what they did, but
right.
Then it's always the white and the black. But I think if we just recognize that, look, we all the same family. It's just that you went outside of the human family in what you was doing. So come on back in.
Absolutely.
You know,
brother.
Come on back into the human family with us. We ain't trying to hold no grudge. We want to accept you back in because we one family.
Yes. And they are afraid of you. They're afraid of us.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They think that they constantly thinking in their mind that we get in charge, we gonna get even.
Yeah. And that's how the news people on the media, that's how they build it up. Like all them black folks ever get in charge, they gonna get revenge. But we not revenge people.
We not that type of person. That's not us.
But they keep that going. That's the media. Your media keeps it going on. You know, they keeps it going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know that black and white. All the black man was the first man on earth, and the black man was the first Hebrew, and the black that don't have nothing to do with what's going on now.
So don't, brother. But that they're using those two colors as a psychology.
That's,
you know, that's what they're doing. And Caucasian people done grab the color white, and African American done grab the color black. So it's two psychologies is working against each other. You know.
Uh-huh.
So eventually we gonna get our real identity gonna be established. You know, we gonna get in a position where we gonna sell good food. Right now, they're not selling us real food. I mean, the fruits and vegetables, they're not real.
No, they're not.
Watermelons, seedless watermelons, and seedless grapes, and all that stuff is killing us.
Yeah.
You know, so we gonna put the right a good meat, you know, and things like that back into the store, and we gonna be competitive. See, when we be competitive, it gonna force them to be right, or else they gonna lose the customer. They did that with the telephone company. You know, that Metro came in and brought that telephone bill down. You remember that? Brought it down.
Yeah.
Low. And we and everybody ran to Metro. They put down Southern Bell and AT&T. You know, and if they tried to keep that same price that they had, they would have lost all the customers. These are facts.
Yeah,
so,
competition.
So what we got to do is be competitive. Yeah, that's right. Competition. We got to get into the show. We got to show them how to be fair to the people.
Mm-hmm.
The African American is one of the ones that established the culture here in America.
That's true.
That's a fact.
They didn't they didn't almost blotted out our good culture.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Replaced it with, they didn't just buy. I remember when I was in the Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
The minister would get up there and say that they say the white man, he can leave a Negro in the bank and leave the vault open and he won't take a penny. That's how honest we was. Now you leave one of us in the bank and come back, the money be gone.
Oh no, you know that's right.
We got to
go ahead on and show them that being righteous is powerful. Standing on truth is power. Ain't nothing more powerful than truth.
That's true.
You know, and truth stand out clear from falsehood. And when a person tells a lie, see, truth can be proven, but a lie can't be proven. Only way you can deal with a lie, you got to tell another lie. You got to keep lying. And truth is one, falsehood, where the command say it'll knock his brains out.
Truth is really the language of the human family.
There it is, brother. So we thankful that we got peoples that love truth and love to be right.
Mm-hmm.
But we are the ones that we gonna need more of us to get in charge. You got good Caucasian now. You got a whole lot of good Caucasians.
Yeah,
but,
you do.
They will follow us. I had Caucasians working with me when I had my restaurant there in Atlanta. I had Caucasians working with me. And they work hard. You know, they try to be loyal. You know. So we just had to get in charge and establish some things, get these young folks in there and establish some things, and we're going to change. We're going to change this thing. These people don't want to lose all this money they make it.
No, well, here in Los Angeles, we had an African-American woman. We only 8% of the population African-American in Los Angeles. And we had a woman, African-American woman. She became the mayor because the other racists voted for her. And the European that was running, he spent over $100 million. But the people wanted the person that they thought was going to do the best for them.
That's right. That's the way it was in Chicago. You know. I can't think of the mayor, the name in Chicago. He died of a heart attack. I can't think of his name. But anyway, he brought the people together, because you got a whole lot of racist people in Chicago. You know, that's where they strong with the racism. But this mayor brought them together. You know, because he tried to establish that which is right and fair. You know,
that's what the people want,
and that's what the people wanted. That's exactly what they wanted. You know, yeah. So, alhamdulillah. Agbar, are you there? I don't hear him. Well, we ain't lost his number. Let's see. I'm trying to see what time it is. I know the time. What time is it? 7:42. Okay, then. All right, then. What time it is in Los Angeles? We got about 15 more minutes. Okay. Are you there? cold. Could you cold?
I'm leaking. I see a dolphin. I'm leaking.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, I'll praise the dude. I've been a successful night. Anybody else would like to say anything? Just raise your hand. But I mean, he came on, but he left. So we thank our Lord.
He
came on and he left because we did text him and told him about the storm they were having here, and we might not go home. Have computer acting up, but computer stopped acting up, so I decided to go home myself.
All praise the Lord.
So alhamdulillah, we just about through another episode of Message of Concern, moving the images out the world. And you know, be some help to the other situation that we see around the world. We actually, brother, say we need to get our children and, you know, like you said, feed them.
Yeah.
And then ask questions to them, see what they want. Ask the children what they want, what they would like to see.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You know, what they do they think they need to be successful in this society that they live in, and what would they would like to see? In Los Angeles, not only should they feed them, but let the children entertain themselves with some decent material that they can use to make a show or make a movie, a dance, or a decent dance. But something they should do, so many. We know all the children would love
they
to have
would
a skating rink. Yeah. They would love to have a skating rink or have somewhere to go where they can hang out and meet each other and discuss things. But, inshallah, we're going to get better at this. We're going to get better. Eventually, the grown people who have children or don't have children, we're going to come together and provide those places for our children. Because what is a dollar? We take a dollar, $100,000, take a dollar, $10 and save it. You got $100,000, and pretty soon you got a couple of million. Then you can build your own facility. Buy the land, put the facility on, put business on that facility, and go from there. That's how we can do it. I mean, if we truly believe in ourselves, we truly want that. We put our money together and buy these things ourselves. Because you know for yourself, they're renting a building from people that not got your interest in heart. Pretty soon, they're going to come up with a way to get that building back and force you to give them more money for the building that they're leasing to you. So the lease going to run out. And when it run out, they're going to jack the price up. So this is a lesson that we're in itself. The real lesson.
Yeah. We got a whole lot of our young folks is already in business.
Yeah.
We got quite especially in California. You got quite a few African Americans that's got own their own business.
Right.
But if we can support them.
We got rich African Americans that sit on the floor every Friday. Come in there and sit on the floor, sit in the chairs. Yeah, we got rich African Americans. We know we got rich Arabs coming in there, and Pakistan or from Iran or Kuwait. We got some rich people coming in there, but most of them. Don't spend a penny with you. Most of them, you have something to sell. They walk past you like a robot.
Oh, yeah, that's what you say. The Middle Eastern brother ain't gonna spend nothing with you. They're not gonna spend nothing with you.
As a man, I put the paper in his hand, man. I have no money. As a man, a Muslim don't have no money. That ain't true. You got money. I said, well, I'm not trying to give you something good. That we observe ourselves is our people. You can see what's going on in the world, you know.
Well, we waking up. Our problem is that we so jealous. We envy and jealous.
They've been told to get our money, but don't give none. That's what they have been told. And I don't know why the people from the roster don't say, brother spoke up.
Well,
brother,
we don't have to talk about it. The regular people don't have to talk about it.
We don't want your skin that might be a little light, but you ain't no better off than together. That we made it clear that when we stick together, that is our strength.
That's the strength
we
don't have power.
They come there to the janazah. I said we were spending money with each other. We could be all come rich overnight. The women agreed with me. But some
that's
of the
a
brothers,
fact.
Yeah,
they don't have to agree. That's a fact.
Yeah, some
that's
of the
a
African
fact.
Brothers,
if we support each other, we gonna bring about wealth.
Yeah.
We gonna bring about wealth among our.
We can come up together. We're in the same boat. I don't care. You come from the Congo, come from Africa. None of the folks see you as another nigger. They don't see you as no human being.
Yeah.
And you know it.
Well, you know, we got to get out of that we have. That image got enough hate each other.
We got to get out of that. Together
and
suspicious of each other. And God, Allah said, suspicious is a trait of one of the attributes of Satan.
It's so cold. God showed us that Cain killed Abel. Cain killed him. His brother.
Yeah, we brothers. Come from Adam.
And you, they talking about throwing yourself down in the bottom of the well.
Yeah,
that's what envy and jealousy does.
That
where you
come from
you got to get away from that.
Yeah, leaving for the merchant. The merchant come by and take them away. That what it is to us. So we had to fold that trick.
Yeah, they did a job too.
Yeah, we did a job. We had some brothers come over there from the Nation of Islam come to the mess. They don't come to Juma, but they come on first and third Sunday and get a good breakfast. That brother,
that's good enough. After a while, they're going to be coming to eat lunch. They'll be up for dinner.
They have people, the young people come to eat breakfast and a lot of people, women, and you know, I took my wife over there for breakfast, and we enjoyed it. So that's so the people are coming, young sisters are coming, and they come in. They look for a husband, They look for a husband, some of you can't tell whether they male or female with that long hair. They got that long hair.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they come around, they ain't going to get away with it. They get away with that round people that accept them like that. They know we not going to accept them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you
the
know.
The more they come around us, the more they going to become themselves. The more they hang around us, the more they going to be themselves.
One thing I try to do to all young people is give them hit my hand, you know. Hit my hand. All of them, especially young ones from 2 on up to whatever age, the young man. I talk to all of them. I talk to all the young people and let them know, you know, they somebody, you know. And so it works with me. They don't have no problem with it. The young people. But I tell them what they get, what separation of younger, that comes from plantation of putting each other against each other. The African people,
yes, sir.
They do not put their mama and their daddy in an old folk home. They bring them home and take care of themselves, especially if they got good jobs, mm-hmm. like nurses or doctors or they make electricians, whatever, you know, some of them got, most of them come there Friday to the, I mean, Sunday to the gymnasium was professional people.
Mm-hmm.
The women, most of the women, anyway. And they were real nice. And Brother
okay.
Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, he brought the brother that got the land. And they were supposed to, another brother folks came with him. They're gonna do a Tallinn there on the third Sunday.
Where is this at?
El Mukmanu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're gonna do a presentation on the land and what he's growing, what he's been to grow and growing for the Muslim community. What we can
okay.
have a land. Yeah. And,
so he won't support.
Huh? Yeah,
he won't support.
Yeah,
from the master.
Yeah. So he gonna do.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
And you got to have the businessman support it. Who gonna do business with you? And then what makes that so important? Across the street there, that Muslim brother building that big old apartment that they building, and man, they going up with that thing. They got them big cranes on there, set the foundation. Got people working to. Sometimes they working on Sunday trying to get that thing completed. You just see what they get through with that. They thinking about being in a hotel. Right there for the people to come to the football game, so they got it going on. And when they get through, when they get through, you know, he want to help out in building that place down on our land. They're gonna building a 3-story unit, the underground parking, and you know, most of the senior citizens. And so I asked about the building, the business and stuff, and the way they tell me first, I said, that don't belong to us. How you going to call that ours? And you talking about the other people going to come and move on our property that we supposed to be running ourselves. No, that we don't. I told them in the press, I said, we don't own nothing if that's the case. If we're not managing it with the believers from this masjid or believers from the Atlanta masjid or whatever, if we're not running it like that, then we ain't running. Then it's not ours. They got quiet.
It's not ours.
Not ours.
Wow.
Christian coming in and bringing some pork chop because they running it. You gonna want me to lay claim on that's ours? Ours is none of that happening on it.
Yes, sir.
I said, somebody done sold us out. They said nothing. We've been sold out.
We had to be careful with these infiltrators. You got to be real. We got to be real careful with the infiltrators. They'll come in and they'll be supported with the money. They have money coming out of their... Out of their shoes, so we got to be careful with that. You know,
the Muslim brothers that come, they talking about Muslim running this, but now on Nigeria law and they had to tell what happened. The money, the secretary didn't show up. He had to work all the time.
So I see
what's going on.
Yes, sir.
The same thing going on ever since we've been in this country. These slicks.
Yeah.
These people that play like they like you. They play like they doing something.
Yeah, they run a game on you. They infiltrate them. Yeah, they infiltrate them. And Nigel, I know that he shouldn't be over no mass yet. He came in there. Oh man, he was there before I left.
Yeah. Well, anybody.
And this other boy, I don't see how the brothers let him walk around there without being scared to death. Talking about he's a treasurer. I'm telling the brothers there to have so much damn fear in that boy that he'll straighten up and act right.
But I'm waiting of getting out.
Get it back to brother. What's his name? What's the brother's name? Who was the treasurer?
Abdullah left there had $90,000 in the trade.
No, it was $130,000 in our account when Abdullah was. Yeah.
We have more than one account in one of the accounts. But now that is not the case.
I know. Them slicks do. But I can't say nothing. They letting them get away with it, man.
Me too.
I'm not going to put myself in front of no gun.
Right,
I ain't gonna put myself in front of going. Everybody don't stand up.
Will you close out with a prayer, man?
Yes, sir.
Close us out, please.
He meant a Shaitan Rajin with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, grace, and mercy. None of those whom thy wrath has brought down, none of those who go astray. I mean.
Thank you, everybody. Brother Muhammad, be ready next time to say more and give us a report on business, Brother Muhammad Sharif. I see you.
Oh,
I know you.
Okay.
Did. Thank you for being there. Thank all of you for being there. May Allah bless us all. Inshallah. Well, he won't say something. Let me see where Brother Sharif wants to say.
I just want to give you salams.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, my salam.
Well, thank you, salam. We love you, brother. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're always there with us. We appreciate it. If you want to give us a
report, you now, man.
You'll be welcome. Thank you so much, you and your wife. May Allah bless us all. Assalamu alaikum, my good brother.
Well, thank you.